Hey everyone, welcome back to TCO Studios at Winter Park. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, ready for another edition of the Pick 6 brought to you by Sleep Number. The Vikings coming off a disappointing effort in the NFC Championship game. We got some questions to get to, so let's get to work. Question number one comes from Stuart in Olympia, Washington. I'm sad not because the Vikings lost. I'm sad because they didn't compete. What happened? Well, Stuart, it was inexplicable, I think. A very uncharacteristic performance by the Vikings. I don't think the Vikings came out flat and not willing to compete. They looked great in the early stages of the first quarter, took a 7-0 lead and forced the Eagles to punt on their first possession. But that pick six, the lack of a great response after the pick six was surprising because the Vikings had been so good at responding to adversity all season. As I said, an uncharacteristic performance, extremely disappointing, but let's give the Eagles credit. They played awesome. The next question comes from William. Do you see the defensive line and offensive line as areas we need to shore up in the offseason? Yes, I do, but first let me say, both of those groups played well for the balance of the season. Don't you think the offensive line was the most improved part of our team? I do. Remmers and his return to the Vikings, Reef and Elflein in their first seasons all did a great job. And the Vikings defensive line is one of the best units in the NFL. They did a great job as well, especially against the run this season. But you can always use more depth up front, and it wouldn't be a bad thing to bring in a guy or two to compete for some starting spots in the trenches. Next question comes from Mike in South Dakota. How do you see the quarterback situation working out in the offseason? Does any player have the inside track? Well, this is going to be talker number one for the Vikings in the offseason heading into 2018. And I know everyone wants answers because it's the quarterback. But I don't even think the team knows for sure what it's going to do. So we can't answer the question quite yet. But here's the good news. The Vikings have three really good quarterbacks from which to choose from the 2017 team, and I think they're going to be in good shape in 2018 at the most important position on the field. Steve asks, how is Dalvin Cook doing? Any updates on his injury? Well, Steve, Mike Zimmer was asked about Dalvin Cook at his season-ending press conference on Tuesday, and Zim said, Sugarman said, that Dalvin is doing great. So that's good news. Here's the silver lining in Dalvin's injury. It happened so early in the season that he spent all of the rest of the season rehabbing, and he should be good to go for 2018. The next question comes from Steve. Who are the candidates to replace Pat Shurmur as offensive coordinator next season? Well, I think there are a lot of good choices out there, including a couple in-house candidates, one of them being longtime Vikings assistant coach Kevin Stefanski. Another name bandied about is former offensive coordinator Daryl Bevel. You also have other offensive minds currently on the market, like Jim Caldwell, maybe a Mike McCoy, maybe Mike Mularkey. All of these guys have been in the league for a long time and they're experienced play callers, so Mike Zimmer has a lot of good options from which to choose. The final question comes from Evan. I know it's early, but what position should we target in the draft? Slot cornerback and tight end are the biggest needs, in my opinion. Yeah, Evan, it's way too early for this. Are you kidding me? I have no idea what we're going to do in the draft. But Evan brings up a good point. It's time for the Vikings to start looking at 2018, and the draft is a big part of the offseason process. Remember, we're going to target lots of players in the draft. There are 7 rounds, and we have a full load of picks, so the Vikings will have opportunities to address a lot of different positions. Depth is going to be the word of the offseason, I believe, because the Vikings will have a lot of starters coming back. So expect the Vikings to address places like the defensive line, the offensive line, and the secondary in the draft. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. But remember, we're going to be back regularly during the offseason. So please continue to submit your questions into the email address at the bottom of the screen. And thank you for watching and submitting questions all season long. This is one of our favorite pieces of content every single week, and we couldn't do it without you. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more great Vikings content.